Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. The Verge is reporting that Microsoft is testing a new AI-powered chatbot that can automate Xbox support tasks such as responding to questions and game refunds. The Xbox AI chatbot is currently connected to Microsoft's support documents for the Xbox network and ecosystem. However, in recent days, Microsoft expanded the testing pool for its Xbox chatbot, more broadly suggesting that this prototype Xbox support virtual agent may one day handle support queries for all Xbox customers. Discord, the text, video, and voice chat platform popular with gamers, is changing direction when it comes to advertising. Starting this week, it's giving video game makers the ability to advertise to users via the introduction of Sponsored Quest. Sponsored Quest offer PC gamers in-game rewards for getting friends to watch a stream of them playing through Discord. The goal is for video games to get exposure to more gamers, serving as a form of marketing. Discord will target ads depending on users' age, geographic location data, and gameplay. However, users can opt out of personalized promotions for quests that are based off of activity or data shared with the platform. Amazon, in a move to attract startup customers to Amazon Web Services, has expanded its free credits program to cover the cost of using major AI models, including Anthropic, Meta, Mistral AI, and Cohere. This is another gift we're making back to the startup ecosystem in exchange for what we hope is startups continuing to use AWS as their first stop, said Howard Wright, Vice President and Global Head of Startup at AWS. Assembly Bill 2751, a proposed new law in California, would require all employers in California to clearly differentiate between working and non-working hours in any given job and create company-wide action plans to make sure employees are only required to respond to messages during working hours according to a plan agreed upon ahead of time. The bill mirrors Right to Disconnect laws passed in more than 13 countries in recent years, banning employers from forcing workers to always be ready to answer emails and phone calls outside of work hours. Monday on The Daily Show, Jon Stewart told Federal Trade Commission Chair Lina Khan that Apple wouldn't let him interview her for his Apple TV Plus comedy show, The Problem with Jon Stewart. They literally said, please don't talk to her, having nothing to do with what you do for a living. I don't think they cared for you is what happened. Stewart added with his conversation with Khan. A few weeks back, the DOJ sued Apple for abusing its monopoly position, specifically calling out Apple's dominance as potentially harmful to speech. The United States and the United Kingdom have signed a landmark agreement on artificial intelligence, becoming the first countries to formally cooperate on how to test and assess risk from emerging AI models. The deal represents the first bilateral arrangement on AI safety in the world and comes as governments push for greater regulation of the existential risk from new technology, such as use in damaging cyber attacks or designing bioweapons. OpenAI is making its LLM chatbot ChatGPT available to everyone, regardless of if you have an OpenAI account. Sort of. It won't be exactly the same experience, and your chats will be used as training data unless you opt out. You also won't be able to save or share your chats, use custom instructions, or other stuff that generally has to be associated with a persistent account. The new accountless mode starts rolling out to select markets today and will gradually roll out worldwide in the coming weeks. TikTok is bringing its dedicated STEM feed, which launched in the U.S. last year, to Europe, starting in the U.K. and Ireland. The STEM feed will begin automatically appearing alongside the For You and Following feeds for users under the age of 18. Users above the age of 18 can enable it in the app's content preference settings. TikTok says a third of U.S. teens go to the STEM feed every week since its launch, and that over 5 million STEM-related videos have been published on the app globally over the past 3 years. And finally, the White House plans to renew a push in April to convince Congress to extend an internet subsidy program used by 23 million American households just weeks before it runs out of money. The White House asked for $6 billion in October to extend the program through December of 2024, but Congress has not funded it, potentially putting millions of households at risk for losing their internet service. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.